A reading from the first epistle of John. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps them safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true by being in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life.
As we approach the end of this day and prepare ourselves for a restful night, we pray that you will lead us through the hours of darkness and bring us safely to the start of another day, in which we may worship you and praise your holy name. We give thanks that you have assured us that when we ask for anything according to your will and in your name, you will hear us and you will answer our prayers in your own good but mysterious way and for the benefit of our souls. Dear Lord, we thank you for sending us your Son to keep us safe from the evil one. Grant that we may follow him truly all the days of our life. Tonight we thank you for all the good things that have happened to us today, and we place into your hands all the troubles we have encountered. We ask for your blessing on all who suffer as a result of the virus or for any other reason. Nurture and sustain them, and let them feel your loving care and protection. We praise you. We thank you for all those dedicated workers who tend the sick and vulnerable, the staff in care homes and all who care for the elderly or sick in their own homes, for the doctors, nurses and all the other workers in our hospitals. We remember in particular all those who will be working through the night. May they know that you are always with them. We give you thanks too for all the other workers who are working through the night to keep all our services running, and those drivers delivering goods, food and essential supplies all around the country. We end our prayers by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.